Now to introduce you to the newest Philadelphia Eagle, congratulations to USC wide receiver Nelson Aguilar, the 20th selection in the 2015 NFL Draft. Nelson, we welcome you to Philadelphia. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
Hey, listen, happy birthday. I know May 24th is your birthday, and what an early birthday present for you. Let's talk about your reaction when you heard from the Eagles.
It was an amazing feeling. The call was one of the most genuine conversations I've had in a long time. You know, it was an experience that I felt like, you know, almost was meant to be, especially leaving our last conversation in Tampa after my second workout with the organization. So, I mean, I couldn't be more blessed to be in this position.
What do coaches or what does the team tell you when they make that phone call? What kind of words do you hear?
Well, I mean, when I say the word genuine, just conversations like, you know, I felt like we had a great relationship and you're the type of guy that to fit in our organization. And, you know, and I felt the same way. I wanted to be a part of an organization like them, you know, and I felt like, you know, it would be great for my game as a football player and then my development as a person.
Yeah, when you look at the Eagles' offense, Nelson, and the talks that you've had with Coach Kelly and some of the offensive coaches, what type of role could they envision you playing in this offense, inside, outside? What sort of fits your talents best as far as the wide receiver position?
Oh, I like to learn all traits of the game, you know. I like to play outside and inside. So I feel like I'll be given an opportunity to soak in as much knowledge as I can handle, and then hopefully I help the guys the best way I can.
Nelson, what do you know about the Chip Kelly offense? I mean, obviously, you know, you're familiar with Oregon and what they do, but I would imagine that there's a certain level of excitement, buzz, anticipation that any offensive player would have coming into the system.
Well, I know it's an offensive opportunity where they try to get guys in position to be successful. And I have a little bit of experience in that in my past years at my past year at USC, where we tried to spread guys out and give them opportunity. And I feel like, you know, what Coach Kelly and the rest of the staff does over there is very similar to that.
All right, Nelson, tell us what you've heard about the city of brotherly love. Are you excited about coming to Philadelphia to play? And what have you heard about the city of Philadelphia?
I'm very excited for a great opportunity to develop in a new city and experience new things. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for me. You know, being from Florida, going out to Southern Cal for college, and now having a great chance to hopefully start my career and possibly end it in Philadelphia would be amazing.
Nelson, what was the whole pre-draft process like for you? Can you kind of take us through from the time your season ended at USC? What kind of things did you enjoy? What was challenging? The combine, the interviews, the workouts. I mean, it really must have been quite a grind.
I embraced all of it. It was a very interesting experience that I wouldn't, you know, trade for anything else, because I felt like as a man I grew up day in and day out. You know, because there was different obstacles, there was different goals, and there was different, you know, things that I had to check mark. You know, I felt like this process was all different steps, and I felt like every day I would prepare for a different step, and when I checked the boxes, I just wanted to progress to the next one. And that's been my game plan as a player and a person. So this process right here was a great, you know, test to who I think I am as a person, and I felt like I did well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've gotten to this point, Nelson. It's finally over with. A lot of anticipation and angst leading into tonight for yourself, not knowing where you're going to end up at. I've been through this myself. What's next for you? Like, what do you do next? Like, you just sit back and relax, or are you just getting ready to come to Philly as soon as possible?
I want to be there as soon as possible. There's no time to relax now. You've been given the opportunity of a lifetime. And for me, you know, whether it would have been tomorrow, today, or a couple of days later, my preparation, you know, will never change. My mind was always set on, you know, trying to be a guy that's prepared and, you know, well-oiled to move well, come rookie camp and other deals and learn. That's all I look forward to.
No, I'm sorry, Nelson. At what point in your life did you fall in love with the game of football?
Well, I always loved to compete. If it wasn't football, it was basketball. If it wasn't basketball, you know, baseball, whatever sport that I could try my best to play. You know, I mean, I just wanted to compete in sports, so football just became an avenue, you know, that I saw earlier success than others. So I definitely just ran with it, and I enjoyed and embraced, you know, some of the things that came with it.
Are there receivers that you've watched throughout the years that you've kind of borrowed some of their nuances, some of their style from?
Well, I mean, a lot of receivers, especially at the National Football League, and guys that are just, they do a great job of playing smart. They play very hard and composed, but they also play smart to, you know, make the right plays and also, you know, expand the longevity of their career. And then also guys that are very electrifying. You know, if we're talking Antonio Brown, if we're talking a guy like Reggie Boyne that saw many years, you know, I enjoy watching those type of guys. And I enjoy all those guys. Randall Cobb, I think he's a very clever receiver. Those type of guys, you know, I look at their mentalities and I kind of try to study what they do to give themselves a competitive edge. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, Nelson, for those of us that are out here on the East Coast that aren't very familiar with your game, being out there that you played at USC on the West Coast, what can you tell the Philadelphia fan base that they can expect from you, that they can be excited about, you know, getting a chance to watch you play in the very near future and hopefully for a very long time?
Well, I mean, only thing you can, you know, promise is the controllable things, my effort, my concentration, and my preparation. I feel like those are things that will always be a part of me and who I am as a player. In terms of numbers and deals like that, I feel like with time and, you know, with development, things will always go well, right? But I know from day one I will always have a mindset to prepare and compete, you know, and just focus.
Nelson, are you coming to Philadelphia from Tampa or are you out in the West Coast?
I live in Tampa, so I'm coming from Tampa.
Oh, great. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Nelson Aguilar, congratulations. Enjoy the night. We can't wait to see you in Philadelphia, to meet you, and then, of course, to see you on the field in 2015.